The name of the article, forget the era, players NFL grade in one decade could be NFL grade in another. So an obvious question to lead us off in Moon's article, and we appreciate your historical perspective on the game that you love so much. I'm not, he's laughing, but I'm being serious for one split second.
For once.
You have great recall on the game, and I personally love the history of the game. I know Tom certainly does. And it's a great question. Would a guy like Alshon Jeffrey and Brandon Marshall and Matt Forte and Jay Cutler play well in the 40s and 50s? And would the converse be true in today's game? And I say great football players in any era could play together. What say you?
The fun part of this was actually getting some equalizers. And as Doug Buffon said, well, first of all, you've got to standardize something. They have to play 6 preseason games. They have to smoke a pack of cigarettes a day.
they have to get an off-season job.
They have to work in the off-season and not get paid to work out. You know, so now you're taking – they can't all go down with Brandon to Florida to work out. They also probably, just the growth of the population, would not be as big if they were 40 years ago, because the American man was not as big. I mean, that just happens over time anyway. So you can't just pick them up and parachute them in and say, well, they'll be what they were. But this all kind of came out of a conversation with Floyd Little, the Hall of Fame running back for the Denver Broncos, talking about Matt Forte. And he said, yeah, I like him a lot. You know, he could have played gnarlier. And I kind of thought, well, wait, people are always saying, could you have played in this era? And he said, no, I don't think the players are as tough, that they don't have to put up with as much as we did. You know, this was an era where every back was a three-down back, whereas now that's an anomaly. So Matt Forte is unique. But, you know, would they put up with the clotheslining and so forth, what they were allowed to do to receivers back then? They could play because, I think the point a number of people said, a great player would still be a great player. He'd probably overcome some of those things. And if you took a guy, Doug Atkins, could he play today? Of course. Put him in
some of these guys might be playing different positions because of their size. But you know, in today's modern defensive schemes or offense,
it just goes back to if you have the desire to play in the NFL and that's your life's dedication. Mm-hmm. From a guy like Jared Allen to a guy like Jay Hilgenberg, just you know, for if you're dedicated, you're dedicated. No, but Jay's an undrafted free agent. Jared Allen has had incredible success year after year after year. In order to do that, you have to be dedicated to what it takes to be in the off season, and that's mm-hmm. the most difficult part of being a professional football player. This season is fun. The games are a reward, and we saw a reflection of that by Brandon in San Francisco. The offseason, are you committed to stand underneath a squat bar with 800 mm-hmm. pounds on it and then do that? Do you want to go and make your attempt to bench over 500 so you have the muscles to provide yourself a lengthy career? Mm-hmm. That's what it is. It's about the dedication to the offseason to have the reward of a season.
I think the top players are the top players either way.
Right.
I think it would be tough to take a player from today's league with all the rules about contact and put him back in the 80s when you played. How many straight days of two-a-days did you have?
First camp, we had 22 straight days of doubles.
So that would be tough. But back then, that's the way it was. You didn't mm-hmm. know any difference.
Right,
so everybody was going through the same thing. So if you're saying like a Matt Forte couldn't go through that while everyone else was, I disagree
Matt
with
could.
That.
Oh, I don't disagree with that.
But I'm just saying, go work out with Matt and find out.
I'm just saying if you take a player from this era who's used to the way it is now and put him back there in the 70s or 80s, he would have a problem. But if he was playing in the 70s and 80s with everybody, the best players are still the best players.
Well, the question, too, could the play-by-play announcer work in those days?
Here's the biggest thing right here,
Red
folks.
Grange, you are ridiculous. And Red Grange punches him out because he thinks that's an insult.
What would this impact the old days? The old dollar sign, the money.
It's free agency. That's what it would factor in. Because if, say, the five guys that we played 7 seasons together, if they had a free agent opportunity in the midst of their career and being attracted to another team, which they Jimbo would have, Borsi would have, Horn, Beck, whoever, Jay. But without the free agency is what split it up. The money is, you know, offered by the owners because of free agency. And that attraction of to go somewhere else for more money, it's the free agency.
See, I would love to see it. I would love to see the blend of all the great players and get on a field.
And fun to see how would today's rush defensive end, you know, how much faster the game is. Well, the game wouldn't be the same. Let's see if today's player, a speed linebacker, a speed defensive end, could they play in an era when it was 65% run? How much would you have loved to play in a time when you could just tee off? Would Jared Allen? Probably would. But mm-hmm. would a speed rusher survive in that game where he's getting hit in the mouth at 65% of the time?
Last thing to wrap this up, I think that the players back in the day, would look at some of these guys with their uniform on as they walk out on the field and their jaw would drop. And like, wow, look at this, is our receiver, Brandon Marshall. We got to defend that guy.
But you
Charles
know
Peanut Tillman out there at corner.
But he would be 17.9% smaller because that's what everybody wants.
I love that. That's a conversation off camera.
Reminds me of the old Scottie Pippen commercial. Remember that where they put him back in time and he's playing against guys from the 50s and they're all about half as tall as he is and
right.
He's dunking over them.
Or LeBron James and Kyrie Irving and when they were old men on a basketball court. Anyway, we're getting old and we're running out of time. So can't wait till Sunday. Hope you guys will enjoy the game and certainly our broadcast. And we always appreciate you spending time with us on Chicago Bears Roundtable here on ChicagoBears.com.